All right, I'm ready to get started.
Let's do it.
Do you guys want to hear the you want to hear the new intro?
Yeah.
Ooh, totally. Yeah. You've been hyping it up all week.
I know.
Season 3 DTP. Here we go.
That's right. For all your listeners out there, we are we're changing it up. We're switching up. We got a year 3 intro. We're a little late, but hey, better late than never. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the DTP way. All right. Here we go. Fuck yeah.
That's all right.
I love it. What do you mean
all right? It's all right. I think
it's kind of like I'm flying a jet in Top Gun with no action.
All right.
It needs a little extra spice.
All right. I think I got a little extra spice.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Majestic heroes riding steeds of gold. Dantes are the freaking best. Oh my god,
that's pretty good.
Yes.
You know, that would be pretty awesome if we had just like a sweet 80s voiceover to go with that.
I'd change my pants.
Hold on, Brooke, I think you're right. I think we do need that. Hold on one second. I may have that here.
Across the universe, there are many topics to discuss. Four brave dads lend their voices to the cause. And together, they form Dad Tales Podcast.
Dad Tales, defenders of the universe, making magic with their microphones.
Previously on Dad Tales Podcast.
We were a bunch of old, grumpy old men.
Holy shit. I'm going to run through a goddamn wall. I'll be right back.
Oh, my God. I think I'd probably listen to it, I'd say conservatively, 300 times.
I've been walking around my house all afternoon going...
So did you guys approve of my slight voiceover action there?
Yeah, that was great.
I like that. That's a good addition. I like it.
Episode 113, everybody. Thanks.
Oh, the freaking best!
Welcome to the fire team. we were just playing some PvP before you got on, and I couldn't help but, like, while we're playing, I'm like... Riding steeds of gold. Racer's probably like, what the fuck is that guy singing about?
It's got a very Jack Black feel to it.
Oh my gosh. I love it so much. I literally cannot stop singing it, and I play it all the time. And Josh, the other kids are like, yeah, that's pretty cool, but Josh is like, play it again. So we're in the car. I listened to it 4 times backing out, like pulling out of Target parking lot today. but anyway, yes, that is that's our new intro for year 3. I hope you guys like it. We have with us tonight Bro Creeper. What's up, buddy?
Oh, not much. I survived a week. It's kind of sucked this weekend because I've been on call, and apparently they've just taken that opportunity to call me at every turn. Mm-hmm. Like, start up my Xbox to play Gambit. Literally, as I'm joining a team to go play Gambit, I get a phone call. So yeah, it's been one of those weeks.
I'm sorry to
hear I mean, that and you know, I took a bus this week and just crazy old lady on there. I mean, she looked at the bus driver and was like, "Oh, young man," or you know, she's like, gave me up to the bus driver and was like, "Hey, would you like some peanuts?" you know, I don't want it. And so the guy said, oh, you know, why don't you want the peanuts? She's like, oh, they're just so hard, they hurt my teeth. And he's like, so why'd you buy them? She's like, well, you see, I love the chocolate they're covered in.
That's a good one.
I love the cough at the end.
That's a good one, Baroque. we also have with us Boost KDV.
Oh, man.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah, it kind of occurred to me tonight before we were starting when I was like, yeah, well, let's start at like 10:30. That's like 7:30 for you now, so it's not like before. Is it 2 hours?
No.
It's 3 hours, right?
It's 1 hour.
Oh, you're only 1 hour. Oh, okay. Well, fuck it.
He's 1 hour. I'm 2 hours. Yeah. We don't have a 3 hour away person anymore.
I was looking at happy birthday donuts for my wife for her birthday.
Oh, really?
And sorry, what?
Do I need a laugh track? That sounds like a setup.
No.
Happy birthday donuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're shaped in the box saying happy birthday.
Oh no, that's cool. Oh, I didn't hear donuts. I just said happy birthday. What? So
okay,
that's pretty.
Cool. I do have a fun fact though.
Nice
about donuts.
No,
or birthdays.
About well,
neither.
About Google actually.
About okay. Google. Okay.
Google. So did you know? Do you guys remember the website or like the domain called Excite?
No.
They formed in 95.
Sounds familiar.
It was kind of like the first browser kind of. But did you know that the founders of Google were going to sell to Excite for $1 million in 1999? But what? Excite turned them down. Google's now worth $527 billion.
Yeah, I think Google so at one point also was going to – they tried to sell themselves to Yahoo, and Yahoo also turned them down.
That's crazy.
Dumb.
Remember I'm trying to think. What are some search engines I used to use? Lycos.
Netscape.
Lycos was one. Ask Jeeves. I used to go there a lot to ask Jeeves questions like, hey, Jeeves, where's the porn?
My dad
Jeeves.
Still
– Oops.
My dad will never leave Yahoo.
Really?
Oh, he's Yahoo
my dad
through
too,
through.
Yeah.
Oh, they got their target demo, I guess. They got that shit on lockdown.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, one of my email addresses is Yahoo. Probably the one I use the most is Yahoo.
I used to have a Yahoo.
But it's not Yahoo. It's Rocket Mail, which is weird.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are you Rocket Man at Rocket Mail?
Yep. Rocket Mail!
Well, the best is the people who still have a Hotmail account.
Yes.
I don't think they exist anymore. I think they actually switched them all over to MS accounts. Yeah,
no.
They did a couple years ago.
There's Legacy.
I still have one.
There's Legacy ones. I got
one. Dude, that's my login for Xbox is a Hotmail account.
Old school.
I know. I remember when I was like, who was making fun of me? I think it was like Ben and Steve were making fun of me like for something for Bads. I don't know. Maybe I was like trying to give him my Skype information or something like that. And they were making fun of me because I had a fucking Hotmail account. we also have with Stu Gatso.
Hey, fellas.
What's going on, man?
Not much. Just went out for dinner at my parents tonight. Mm-hmm. Last night, we ordered some Indian food. The night before, my mother-in-law took my daughter. My wife and I went out for dinner. So,
God,
man. I'm living the good life these days.
Living the dream, except how's your wife? How are your wives feeling? I know
my what? My wives.
Well, your collective wives, you and Brooke, are your wives feeling all right?
Like what kind of? Like, he's the one in Utah, not me.
Sue, man, you're the man.
How are the sister wives?
I have one. Wife. That's enough.
Yeah. My wife, she has more bad days than good. She's still really not feeling great. But
sucks.
Thankfully, on Saturday when we actually went out for dinner, mm-hmm. she was good to go. So that was really nice, you know, to actually. It's weird. Like, anytime you're in-laws or somebody takes your kid, that's like a mini vacation for us.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to fuck it up. So and she was like, Gambit was sitting there, and it was like, come on, Stu. I swear, I posted this picture. I showed you guys across the street from the restaurant we went to
was a barbershop
called The Gambit. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is ridiculous, but...
The one with the McLaren sitting out front of it?
Yeah, that was ridiculous, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't even notice the McLaren. My wife, actually, she's like, look at that car. I'm like, car? It's right in front of the Gambit barbershop.
There is a... There's a McLaren dealership not too far away from me. Oh, my God. So I'd always drive by. Luckily, the road is kind of busy, but it's, like, a little bit more rural, which is weird to have a McLaren dealership there. But I always drive by, like, super slow. I'm like, Dill, look at those fucking things. It's like, see that car? That's as much as our house, dude.
Yeah. My wife's doing good. We went out to dinner tonight because it's my daughter's birthday. Mm-hmm. So we went to Red Robin, and it's like, she knows what, she got there, she's like, I don't know what I want. I want this. And it's like, she wanted a Burning Love burger. That is not what my wife orders from there, ever. Like, she, like, A, it was a burger.
Is it an Elvis?
She always orders, like, chicken. No, the Burning Love burger, it's got, like, jalapenos and stuff on it.
Oh, I'm thinking it's got, like bacon and peanut butter.
Or something. I think it might have, like, bacon. It has, like bacon, but then it's got, like, jalapeno like chips on it.
So Burning Love?
No, not that kind of burning one, but it's like a jalapeno burger.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my way. And like, she even came with like a grilled jalapeno on top. She started cutting slices off of that and eating them. I'm like, yeah, if I didn't know you were pregnant, I'd be thinking something's definitely up right now. Cause this is about a 180 from what you normally order here.
So I said that we had Thai food the other night, or sorry, not Thai food, Indian food. And that was because we were just sitting there and my wife, she looks up at me and she goes like this. She goes, we're having Indian food tonight. And I was like, oh, all right.
Alrighty. Cool.
We're going to have some Indian food. Like, she just
laid
down the law. She's like, out of nowhere.
That's awesome. Oh, boy. That's awesome. Yeah,
How are you, dude?
I'm doing good. It's been a busy weekend. We've kind of split our days up to be like half... kind of like cleaning the house and getting ready for just because we're not going to be around, you know what I mean? Like school starting, my wife is going back to work. The house is actually going to be empty during the day, which is kind of crazy because I can't remember like the last time I took a sick day or something. And I was like home by myself. You know what I mean? Like everybody's gone. You know what that means.
Just in time for,
yeah,
the new DLC.
That's right. But, yeah, so we've, you know, had that stuff going on, and then we had a party last night, and huge apologies to you guys and to Jay Howard and Adderolin. They were supposed to come on last night, and I said to my wife, I knew we had this party to go to. I was like, you think we'll be back in time for the podcast? She's like, what time? I'm like, 10:30, 11. She's like, oh, yeah, we'll be done by then. Cut to like 10:45, her cracking open another sparkling water, you know, whatever those fucking things are. And I'm like, I'm trying to like make eye contact, you know, like like willing her, because we're all in the kitchen and there's like four couples and she's sitting with the women at, you know, all the wives at the kitchen table. And I'm standing around with the guys and we're just talking about shit.
Talking about sports.
Yeah. Probably. No, not really. but I'll tell you what we were talking about later. It was not sports, but I'm like in my head. I'm like, look at me, turn around, look at me, and it just wasn't happening. And then at that point, I was like, fuck. Like the kids were having a good time, and like she's having a good time, and I was having a good time too. But you know, I was really feeling the pressure, you know, of like having to. You know, schedule everybody. And anyway, long story short, we rescheduled to tonight. Those guys could make it tonight. So we're going to have them on another time. So again, I'm sorry. I apologize to you guys, but I'm glad we're all able to make it tonight. Cause I've been sitting on that intro and I had just been like waiting. I'm like, I cannot wait. And I was going to surprise you with it last night, but then I couldn't wait today. So that's why I sent it to everybody. I'm glad I did, because we would not have gotten the awesome lip sync video from Stugazzo
Oh my god,
I was dying laughing when you sent that. That's so good.
Yeah, that was fun.
Perfectly timed.
Yeah. So if you're curious as to what the lyrics are, if you couldn't make them out, it's Dad Tales, Defenders of the Universe, Making Magic with Their Microphones, Majestic Heroes Riding Steeds of Gold, Dad Tales are the freaking best. So
just to give that extra layer of authenticity to the 80s cartoon feel, we actually we outsourced that. That's an English dub over what the actual, like, we took the words in English, had them translated to a different language, and then had them dubbed over in English just to make it that extra layer of, like,
exactly,
you know, cartoon cheese.
We're basically Voltron now.
Eat your heart out, Neo Kaplan.
I want the green cat, by the way. But yeah, a lot of shit going down. So this week we played some Gambit the other night. That was fucking dope as hell.
We did?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
we did. The other day. Sorry. I only got to play a few during the day. And then my kids DDoS'd me. I played a little bit with, like, Gear Dad and Lowatt and Gear Dad's cousin. And then we played together, too. What day was
that? For the record, Justin, when this podcast comes out,
no one's going to care.
People will be able to play Gambit whenever the hell they want.
Yeah, why the fuck are we talking about that? Never mind.
Let's just say, like, I'm looking forward to playing it again. I think everybody that's at home that has played it will say, yeah, that's pretty fucking fun. So
yeah, but they're not going to get our opinions. But, like, we're not going to get our opinions on the game until next week. So we can say, like, hey, I liked it. So know that until you listening to this on Wednesday, the following, or whenever, like, the following week, like, up until that point, we liked it. I could say that.
Okay. Maybe you guys did.
You didn't play it at all, though.
Kev didn't play it.
No, I was at work. I couldn't play it.
But you did play last night, and I was super fucking jealous.
Oh, boy.
I was so jealous. How'd that go, Kev?
I forget. How did we do?
I think we mercied, like, four teams.
Was that consecutively?
Consecutively, I think, yes.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think the first mercy was 100 to, like, 11?
Are you fucking kidding me? Jeez.
No. It was unbelievable.
The closest one we had with the mercy was 121 to 19.
Yeah.
You know, I gotta just say one thing. After a night like that, how can anybody say skill-based matchmaking does not belong in there? Like, it was comical how much better we were than all these other teams.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was that, and we basically didn't let them out of their spawn. Like, all the players in our group were smart enough not to push the spawn.
That's true. Just
let them come to us, and they couldn't move. They had nowhere to go.
What a bunch of dicks.
Yeah.
Well, you were playing with some pretty good players last night, too, though, right? From what you told me.
It was the three of us and Rocker. And then two other guys. I forget their names.
Chuck Likes Pizza. Chuck Likes Pizza. Cliff Splab.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Good guys. It was fun.
Two good dudes, for sure.
They really are.
You know, I'm going to parse these out throughout the podcast, but I have some names here, some gamer tags, and Chuck sent me one the other day. He was in the tower, and this guy's name was Cade is Trash. Too soon, bro. Too soon.
No, you know what? You know what?
That's
man?
Funny though.
You know what, man?
Fuck Cade. No,
I gotta be honest with you. Yeah. Everybody's worked with that jackass. You know, the guy that just kind of. The hell do you do around here? He just makes jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Zavala's out there working, Akora's out there working. Cade's like, hey, look at me. I like ramen.
Hey, they're stuck in the tower. You know, they're stuck in the tower.
Yeah, and look what that's done to Zavala. As the games have gone on, he's become more and more of a wuss.
He's a punk. Zavala's a punk.
You know what? Speaking of Zavala, though, I do want that shirt that they had at PAX. The whether we wanted it or not, we've stepped into a war with a
Cabal. That looks
great.
I will say, I thoroughly enjoyed the weapon changes. Very nice touch.
Yeah, it's nice. It depends, like, where I'm at to, like, what I'm going to use. And I'm still, like, kind of trying things out. And I don't think... I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of interested to see what's going to be in my collections when we actually get into the game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I had more stuff, and I'm like, where is this gun? But then it could just be on, like, I could just have it on PlayStation, you know, because I've been playing on Xbox.
I just like the feeling of playing however I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm not stuck to a loadout that I don't like.
So would you say would you say it's going to bring you back to Destiny 2, Kev?
I think it might. It'll bring me back to the PvP.
Okay. Okay. Hey.
Yes.
You know what?
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
That's all I want. That's all I want to hear.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to be honest. Like, when I read the weapon changes, when I originally read them, I was like, oh, this will change it a little bit. It's not going to be that big a change. And it's like, no,
it changes it completely.
It's completely different.
Dear Dad, I said, Jay, what do you think about, like, Crucible?
If you let it, it will suck you in so far.
Oh, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Well, yeah. Okay.
I mean, so far is relative for some of us, but I mean, wait, he's talking about something different.
Pretty far from me.
Yeah, so.
Fucking Kev.
And I was like, and then I said, Jay, what do you think about, like, when you're in a pool and they have that, like, suction for the, you know, for the water intake?
Mm-hmm. If you let it, it will suck you in so far.
It's true.
You're right about that.
So that's an EGP exclusive.
Yeah, stay away from that.
He was raped by a pool.
Oh, boy. Anyway. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I was fusion rifling.
Mm-hmm.
Felt good. I was using Merciless. Everyone was like, no, don't use that. Gun sucks.
No, that was me.
That's all I have.
That was me.
Yeah. I got four guns in my vault.
Yeah, Kev is kind of at that point. It's like, what should I use? I have six guns.
I had good ones, too. I had the Autumn Wind, which was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good
to that. Nightshade was good. Mm-hmm. And I had Merciless. That was all set.
There you go. Well, good for you.
Pulse rifles are back. Like it.
I was glad to hear that you were back and hanging out. I was using Telesto. I was running something and Racer was like, "Oh, you got to use Telesto." And then I put it on. I was like, "Holy shit!" It's so stupid.
No, can I miss?
I would shoot it at the floor where the heavy is, and the guy would like run up to get the heavy, be like, "Pop, pop, 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 pop," and fucking kill the guy. I love it.
I miss Plan C.
Yeah, that was my baby. That was my baby in D1.
So I heard a rumor.
Yeah.
Is Thorn coming back?
I don't know. I mean, that may be a surprise.
They showed a gun in one of the trailers that looked an awful lot like Thorn.
Yeah.
But they haven't said anything about
it. Is it called Malficent or something? I want to call it Maleficent.
It was like Malficent, and it's like they haven't. But that's it's like, oh, it's this.
Yeah,
that's they're giving no information.
It does look like they're. Have you guys watched any spoiler videos or like any videos on YouTube?
Nope.
I did.
I haven't watched any of them.
I haven't watched any spoiler videos, but I watched a video of them talking about how what are the best ways for leveling might be, and
play the game.
Yeah, well, that's one. But it's like, you know. You know what I mean? Because you like go through the story, and then like if you're trying to get your power level up quicker, you know. But one guy was saying that like before you start the story, try and hit max level, and then go through the story, and then start working on your power level. Right. So,
okay.
Which I guess isn't a bad idea, but I don't know if I have the kind of patience for that. But they're like, put on Crucible Medallions, you'll get better drops. Put on whatever will give you extra XP for doing public events and just go do public events. And then another person run a patrol while you're doing public events, so you get like all this XP and you just, you know. But I find that like when you're just playing it, you get a lot of it. I mean, like you kind of level up pretty quickly, at least with like Warmind or... You know, because, I mean, it's been pretty recently that I was leveling characters on PS4. And so once you hit a certain level, you know, it kind of came pretty quick, I felt like. So, I don't know.
That's what she said.
Nobody else has an opinion about it. So,
Well, I remember that, but I mean, if they're making Boone, they're making Boone sound like they're actually going to be worth something. It's not like, all right, I got a bunch of blue gear that's crap anyway. Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, those were kind of the disappointment of year one. It's like no one talks about them, but using those like Crucible Boons or the Vanguard Boons, they weren't really useful for anything because it's like, ooh, I got extra useless crap.
Shaders. Gift huh? of shaders.
Oh my god! I'm gonna spend so much money on microtransactions on Tuesday.
Ugh, are you?
Just are you really? No, for what?
Not really. I mean, I mean, I always buy like maybe like $10 worth of silver.
Silver. Yeah.
I mean, I don't go crazy, but it's fun. Get some new emotes and shit like that.
So I, you know, I'm sick of.
I'm not ashamed of.
What's that?
Activision.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh, yeah. they've got their keeping everybody. You down, know. Right, Kip?
What I mean, you gotta look at it. Okay. Yeah, Call of Duty World War II was a very big disappointment when it came out. Mm-hmm. A lot of problems.
Boots on the ground.
A lot of problems. Yeah.
Back to the roots.
Back to the roots, yeah. Destiny 2, kind of a rough launch for most people.
Yeah.
Kind of bland, mm-hmm. kind of boring. Yeah. Very basic. Mm-hmm. And what do you know? A year later, these studios, they work hard. And all of a sudden, they're completely flip around. Better games. I'm just tired of the boring-ass games at launch. They sell you the DLCs, and then a year later, they're good.
You think that's because they're like they're putting it to them to get the games done faster?
I think
they're
so.
They're just not putting the time in?
I think so.
Is it that, or are they like putting certain things behind paywalls? Like, hey, yeah, buy these crates.
And that's the thing.
Buy this Eververse stuff. You know,
I think it's a combination of what Kev is saying, where they're, I mean, rushing games to market. Maybe not rushing, but they have these aggressive timelines where you need a new one every year.
Yeah.
Of all these different IPs, and then I also think there's an element of what Baroque is saying, where they want to hide. Mm-hmm. The nicer looking shit behind paywalls. But then I also think there's this other third thing that is less malicious, which is I honestly think that studios, they don't have a choice in 2018 but to evolve. Every mm-hmm. game, you know, people are like, remember when you would buy a game and you'd put it in and that's it. That was fucking boring, man. You'd play that game once, you'd be done, and then... Then
except
done.
For GoldenEye Mario Kart.
Yeah, and you played sure, a lot of there was you more, paid a there lot was of money for those element. Fucking games too. Like they were a lot more money than games are now. Like when I
they did the comparison and it's like a 80, game then was $60 bucks.
I'm not saying like bucks. Games are priced too little or they should
do. No, I know what you're saying. There was no replayability. That, like, you couldn't play with your buddies. There was like
even if it's not DLC, games have to evolve by reacting because whatever the studio says this is the finished product. No matter what it is, there's hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be like, no, this is your fucking finished product because you can't QA the same way that you can for hundreds of thousands of people. You know what I mean? One studio, what are they going to have? 10 people, 15 people maybe doing QA? I have no idea the size of what a QA is.
They get playtesters, so I mean, you're talking about 100 or so.
100 or so? You think?
100 or so, probably.
Is that, I mean, that's a pretty good, and I'm sure these are high level players that are there to break things, but you still can't get that crush of people. You know what I mean?
It's, from what I've read, everyone's like, oh, I'd love to be that. And it's like, no, you get paid for 8 hours to sit in a room of Destiny. All right, figure out how to break it in this room. Go. And so you spend 8 hours in one little play area. And this, I mean, that's all you do every day. It's like you come in different area and you just jump here, do that, see if you can break this game. Mm-hmm. And that's all you do. Yeah. But, and you have like 100 different people trying that and they submit reports. But yeah, I get your point. Yeah, the way the industry has changed, because you know, originally it used to be, yeah, you work all this, you put a game out, that was it. Now they introduced DLC and okay, we can tweak the game after. And the model has changed, but. You know, I do feel that they're still rushed some days. It's like, we want to do this with the game. All right, that's cool. Can you get that done by September? We can get half of that done by September. Cool, get that half done, and we'll get the rest of you later.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not doubting that. You know, I think that that does happen, and it's not. I wouldn't say it's because the studios want to hold it back and squeeze more money out of you, but sometimes the publishers are the ones. More often than not, I think it would be the publishers.
I also think making video games is fucking hard. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't think they meant to put out Destiny 2 like it was, but I will say it's pretty amazing like how far they've come like in this year to get us back to the point. And I hope like they've kind of learned their lesson. You know what I mean? I mean, you would have hoped they learned their lesson with Destiny 1. I mean, there's a lot of things, but they were always listening and they're always changing it to make it better.
Yeah.
Like, and if they go forward, then they kind of bring it back a little bit too. You know what I mean?
It's definitely like the pendulum effect. It was like, we're here. Okay, let's do all this to see if we can make it better by going here. And it's like, no, yeah, now they're kind of
bringing it back a little bit. So I'm excited to see where Forsaken is going. I mean, so far these changes, I mean, they brought back somebody like Boost, even if he's going to come back and just play PvP, you know, fantastic.
That's a big, big improvement. Because that was where they lost a lot of people at was PvP.
But I'm super excited. I'm just, I can't wait. I love these days, you know what I mean? And it makes me, I think about, like, all the days that, you know, we had all the, like, DLCs. You know what I mean? Like, I remember Rise of Iron.
When DLCs, when they're coming out and they bring that level of excitement. It's not like some games where it's like, all right, we're bringing out this new DLC. And you're like, cool, I'll get to that eventually. You know, or, oh, maybe I'll. But no, I like when it's like this. It's a DLC and you're excited about it. Mm-hmm. Like Call of Duty, I don't ever remember being that excited. It's like, ooh, new maps. Okay, cool. But like this is all new. Because they're making some strides.
I mean, they change it. They bring like a new story and so the way they've structured it now with Destiny 2 is like awesome. Like now we know what's coming. There wasn't a question of like, you know, before Rise of Iron, you know, remember somebody like leaked the poster and it was like, oh, is this real or not? But now like, you know, you know, there's a roadmap, you know, you're going to get, you know, the Black Armory in December. See, you're going to get Penumbra in, you know, in the spring and then Joker's Wild over the summer. And then hopefully another big drop like Forsaken. And then then three more tiny releases after that. And then
probably this is one of the reasons
after that.
You know? I love Bungie for that, like transparency.
Mm-hmm.
They're being really transparent. Yeah, we're doing, this is what you're getting. There are other companies, it's like, yeah, we're going to work on some DLC. And that's the last you hear of it until all of a sudden, we're bringing out this DLC. And that, I mean,
you know, you know what's cool now, too? That I think gamers have changed the way, like, you can see it like, in a lot of things, like, especially with EA and Battlefield 5. Like, they postponed it. They postponed it a whole month because, like, the sales are just so low.
Mm.
So they want to try to build up more hype again. Like, I just think people are getting tired of being walked on.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Hopefully it changes going forward.
I don't know. I feel bad for BioWare right now because, like, was Anthem? They're like, oh, we're delaying it a little. And, man, if you've ever read any of the comments on that, people are just giving it so much crap. Like, oh, it's not going to be the killer of this. And it's like, I don't think they were trying to be the Destiny killer. Like, they're just trying to
make
do their own game.
They're definitely trying to, like, grab a little of that business, for sure. Because why else would you make a game like that?
You know, yeah, they're trying to be in the genre.
They're trying to compete with The Division and even, you know what I mean? I mean,
The more looter shooter kind of game.
Yeah, exactly. So they're trying to sneak in there.
But like someone was giving like a comment, like, oh, they're working on this instead of like they made the last Mass Effect game better. And it's like, I don't even think those are the same teams. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like people see these game companies and go, it's a team of like 8 people that do these things every time. And if the next game they come out that's completely different intellectual property, you know, is better. Well, why didn't they make that this other one? But they're completely different teams. There might be like a crossover about 10 people.
Mm-hmm.
They're completely separate groups.
Yeah.
About Game Pass.
Oh,
it was $2. Really?
Oh, you did
$2.
Oh.
It was $2, and then $10 every month. So,
I'm still subscribed to the Humble Bundle, apparently. I saw that today on
drop the Humble Bundle. Because what? Forza's going to be on there, right? That's going to be a day one? That's what I heard. Oh,
the Game Pass. Yeah, yeah. On the Game Pass, it will be.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of stuff on there now.
We talked about this last night while we were gaming. It's pretty cool what Microsoft is doing with the Xbox, where you can basically lease it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a phone.
Yeah.
You can get like the Xbox and Game Pass for like 30 bucks or something.
Well, no, it's Xbox Live. You get the Xbox Live and Game Pass for like $30 a month.
$35 a month for an Xbox Live. Cool.
That's not bad.
I like that.
But you have to get it at a Microsoft store, I think, right?
Yeah.
So,
like for me, that's not bad because I have one about 20 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I have one in pretty close too.
Sure, I could find one.
That's something to think about, but I don't have a 4K TV, so it's, I don't know.
There'd be an improvement, but is it really that much of an improvement for $35 a month?
I can tell the loading times are a big difference. Like when I watch Rocker stream.
Yeah.
And it's only really noticeable.
He's like already in there.
Yeah, in PvE stuff, where he's in there like probably like 10 seconds before anybody else.
Oh, yeah. There are times when he'll be so far ahead that he'll have started the encounters, and he's got like 5-6 kills, and I'm still running over there. I'm like, let me help. And, it's done? Oh, great.
It's crazy.
I'm trying to go on. While you guys were talking, I was trying to go on to a Newegg to see how much a 4K monitor is. Do you guys have one?
I wouldn't even bother. If you're going to get anything, I would get like a 1440.
But that's a monitor. I mean,
yeah.
4K TV. I actually do have two 4K monitors at work. And I didn't pay for them, thankfully, because they're like $750 each.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're wonderful monitors.
But I have a 4K TV, but I don't have a 4K monitor.
They have a refurbished one for $259.
That's not bad.
It's 28 inches. That's pretty...
It's good size.
Pretty hefty. That's good size. Here's another one for $27 for $274. Yeah. I mean, I'm not that I'm in a position to get 4K monitor anytime soon, but I don't know. It seems like a lot of money to pay a month for maybe a new console coming out within the next couple of years anyway, right?
And you're locked in it for 2 years, I think.
I just wish that they would, like, 4K, that looks amazing for movies and TV shows and stuff, but for video games, like, give me those frames. Don't give me that high resolution.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Frames matter more. Like, an HD 1080p picture with at least 60 frames looks so fucking good. That should be the bare minimum. It's 2018. Like, stop this. This is embarrassing. Stop the 30 frames a second.
What's that sound? Is somebody farting? Is there...
Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
What, you know what that
Luigi.
Is?
It's Luigi.
Are you serious? He's snoring?
Yeah, that's the dog. He's snoring. Oh, I didn't know if it would pick him up.
Oh my god, that's funny. Hold on. Let's see. I just found this.
Yeah, that's
him.
That's him.
Oh my god. It sounds like a frog. What's that?
I do agree though. Like it wasn't easy going back to the 30 frames per second last night, but it's just so slow.
It was like it was real. The disgust in your voice when you were like, "Oh my god, 30 frames a second."
It's so slow.
I understand. It's like it going hurts. From playing Overwatch on my PC to playing it on the Xbox. It's a very noticeable difference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's like, I agree with you, Stu. Yeah, 4K, it's nice, but I mean, we're getting to a point where it's like, yeah, it's a little bit better resolution, and it looks beautiful. It looks beautiful on 1080, but it looked better at 60, 120 frames a second instead.
Yeah. So, Bungie, for Destiny 3, we want 1080p, HD, 60 frames per second on consoles.
And they're going to be like... No, we wanted to add 75% more enemies on the screen while you were there. So that's why it's not 60 frames per second. You know what? I'm looking forward, like, with all this stuff going on that we were just talking about, with all the changes, that the things that weren't there, and, you know, the games not being right. I know, I'm almost positive that, you know, Destiny is a game, and we all know, where people are so passionate about it that they, you know, everybody is making something out of it. You know what I mean? Like, or podcasts, or videos, or YouTube, or Twitch, or whatever. But I'm hoping that someday somebody does a documentary about, like, the life of Destiny and, like, the stories behind it and things like that. And I think that would be really neat to just kind of see, like,
the true Hollywood story, Destiny.
No, you know what I mean, though. Like, I mean, they had one for The Last of Us, like a making of kind of documentary about it. But I think it would be neat if they had one. If they had one about Destiny. I mean, that's cool. I love documentaries too. So,
me too.
There's a really good one that I found on Amazon Prime for all you late 80s, early 90s skaters, called Bones Brigade. And check that one out. It has, it's, you know, it's all about, like, Tony Hawk and Steve Caballero and Lance Mountain and, like, all these skaters that were part of
the OGs,
quote, Bones Brigade. Yeah, that's, like, when I was skating. So nice. it's a pretty neat documentary. And, like, a lot of these guys, like, they fell on rough, hard times. You know, it's crazy.
Except for Tony.
Tony's
doing good.
Tony's got a
pop. I think Tony did it. He's smart, though. Pop. Like, that's the thing. Like, you look at some of those people, and they just, they were smart about it. Like, they weren't just like, I'm a super celebrity, this is never going to end, let me just blow all this money. They were like, all right, let me start, you know, planning for the future now. And they actually are something still.
A good one to watch before you watch that one is Dogtown and Z-Boys.
That's a good movie.
That's a great one. Well, not the movie.
The movie was good, too.
Yeah, the movie's good, but there's a documentary based on that. And so one of the people that was on, that was part of the Dogtown Z-Boys, because they were a team. They were a skateboarding team, right?
Yeah.
And so one of the people from that, Stacy Peralta, went on to create Powell Peralta, which the Bones Brigade were under that umbrella. You know what I mean? Kind of like, you know, Vans or whatever. Yeah. And so he directed both of these documentaries. And they're fucking great. They're awesome. So that's my documentary picks for
you guys. I don't know if you guys watch, if you have HBO, but if you're into that kind of stuff, like the show Ballers.
Yeah.
Ballers. It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
With Dwayne Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And Denzel Washington's son.
Was that a documentary, though?
No, it's not.
Oh, no. I didn't think so.
It's like Entourage.
Yeah.
But yeah, Denzel Washington's son is in it. At least he was in the first two seasons that I saw, anyway.
I might know who that is.
Mm-hmm. He plays the guy with, like, the really pointy beard. Shit, I forget what his name
is. Oh, Ricky.
Ricky, yeah, that's Denzel's son. I think he's a much better actor than his dad's.
He's a good actor, yeah.
His dad has one character, Denzel.
Every movie's
It's like him and Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage plays Nicolas Cage in every movie.
Yep.
Oh, it's kind of like T.J. Miller. T.J. Miller is T.J. Miller as T.J. Miller playing this character.
Speaking
There's
of T.J.
a lot
Miller,
of guys like that.
We watched Deadpool 2 the other night. Oh, my God. That movie is so fucking funny. I love those movies so much.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah, it was great. What else? I don't know. We want to make this one short tonight. I mean, everybody wants to play Forsaken. Do they really want to listen to podcasts?
Not really.
No.
I don't really want
to. I was just going to say, you know, I watched the new Jack Ryan series on Amazon.
I want to start that. Yeah.
I like that. I like that John Krasinski.
Yeah, no, I've only watched the first episode, but
I kind of keep expecting Jack Ryan to break the fourth wall. You know, like he'd shoot a guy and then look over and just give you that kind of
wink.
The look, the gym look.
I have a question.
He doesn't, but it's action packed. Like, I was sitting there and it's like, this is good. Like, I just sat there and watched it. My wife apparently didn't find it very entertaining. She took a nap while I was watching it.
I've got a couple more names here. So, Arisen Phoenix found this guy, and his name is Spanky My Mankey for You.
Hmm.
And then Davis sent me this guy's This guy's clan is, get out, Mom, I'm cranking my hog.
That is a long tag.
I know, I would love to see what their abbreviation is.
What was the clan tag we ran into last night? The Illuminati? N-A-U-G-H-T-Y?
Yeah.
There was a gamer tag we ran into tonight that was pretty funny.
It oh,
was,
yeah.
It was Black Tom Cruise.
That was my favorite, because you read it and like we all just started laughing.
Random thing in the world. I was like, that guy's name is Black Tom Cruise.
All right. 88.
Yeah, 88. So we have a question from Scum Death. And he says, okay. Hey, dudes, I have a question for the podcast. If you
I think you need to make this a little bit more British.
Hey, dudes, I have a question for the podcast. If you had hello, love.
Hey, hello.
How are you, love?
How are you?
I've got a question for the podcast, love.
Let me hear it.
Scum Death doesn't talk like that. If you had committed a heinous crime and you were sentenced to death by an exotic weapon, which weapon would you choose to be killed by? Mine would be a sword hilt, because I'd love to be bludgeoned to a bloody pulp by a sword hilt. Cheers, guys. Scum Death. Hmm. Now, you could go the route of, like Plan C, where you would just be, like, just vaporized, and that's it.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Ooh, I'm thinking something maybe, like, have a little fun with it. Tractor cannon. At least you go, you know, flying, you know. You get bloop, bloop. See? You're on board with this.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, I could go for some, like, James Bond kind of shit, where I'm on that conveyor belt and somebody has the Prometheus lens, like, you know? And I'm like, I'll never fucking talk. It hits my leg. I'm like, I'll tell you everything. Turn that
shit
off.
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Stu. I expect you to die.
Well, fuck that. Turn off your laser. I will tell you everything you need to know. I don't want to die.
I'm going to walk 10 paces and get shot by the last word.
I'm looking at it. Oh, boy. I don't know what I would want. Probably the colony, I guess. It only felt like running down a hallway, and all of a sudden these fucking like spiders were following me, like exploding spiders. Like, no! And then they finally get me, and they're like, poof, 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 fucking blow me up. That's what
I don't know. I don't know any Destiny 2 exotics, so I have to go with D1.
He only goes with Merciless, because that's the only one he has. All right. Good question. Thanks for the question, by the way. We don't get many questions.
The song of the week, get the fuck out of here.
All right. Song of the week. So, yeah, hold on. Now that I have my special page here where I made all my shortcuts. So I have all my stuff here. But I don't know where anything is. Okay.
Slap at the bass, mama. There you go. Slapping the bass, mama. There you go. Slap at that bass, mama. I slap at that bass,
So, oh shit, we gotta do housekeeping too. We'll do that after. So, we have a Spotify playlist, and that is Dad Tales Podcast's playlist on Spotify. Every week we add a song to it. Each one of us goes around. Some weeks we have themes, other weeks we don't. This week we do. Kind of.
We do.
And that is, we let our spouses pick our song for the week. How about mm-hmm. that shit?
The ladies.
The ladies. Love us. Boost.
Or the men.
What do you think?
Yeah, whatever you're into.
Oh, yeah, sure. Hey.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm flattered either way. Boost. What do you got?
My wife chose.
Okay.
No Way No by Magic.
No Way No by Magic. All right. Got it.
Just been on a magic train lately.
Oh. Okay. Stu, what you got, buddy?
I asked my wife while we were driving, mm-hmm. and she said this has been my favorite song for the last few weeks.
Oh, really? Okay. So,
yeah, it's a more recent thing, but it's no chance that anybody's going to know this one here. And I'm fucking up the pronunciation. Tebote. What? The remix. T-E space
T-E
B-O-T-E.
Hold on.
It's like some, I don't know, some like Mexican thing.
Oh. Tebote. The remix.
Yeah, there you go.
By Neo Garcia? Okay.
No, well, maybe. I don't know. I'll send you the right one.
That's the only one. It's explicit.
The remix. It has to be the remix.
Okay. Oh, snap. These guys look hard. Damn.
Hard as fuck. The guy's name, one guy's name is Bad Bunny, so you know that he's a real...
Oh, shit.
He's a hard ass if he goes around with that name.
Oh, yeah, Bad Bunny. Oof. All right, Baroque. I know that, I know that Mrs. Baroque...
I got her all worried. I'm like, all right, I need you to pick a song.
She was all
nervous.
And
she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, this is like your song representing you to the podcast. What? But, like she had no idea. Like she went back and forth on, you know, all these songs. And she presented me with two. And I'm like, okay, what's your first choice? Just in case somebody does pick it. And she went with the song Headstrong by Trapped.
Okay. I look forward to these popping up.
Mm.
And hold on, let me get.
What's funny is I know part of the reason she picked that song is because of Donkey Konga. Donkey Konga. Hey, we used to play that a lot when we were first married.
I had a feeling my wife was going to pick an Elton John song this week because I noticed when I went to go use my Spotify in the car, it was already playing on her phone, and it was like Elton John's love songs or some shit like that playing. And she went with Sacrifice by Elton John. It's a great song, by the way. All right. We did it. Good picks, ladies.
Good picks.
Good picks, ladies of Dad Tales Podcast.
Speaking of music.
Yeah.
I'm very tempted. I'm gonna listen to him tomorrow. Have you guys listened to the new Alice in Chains?
No, I haven't.
No.
They're playing at the Toyota Stadium.
Really?
And the tickets are like $5. So what? I'm gonna listen to the
What? That seems like wrong.
I'm gonna listen to the album on the way to work tomorrow. And see if I like it.
Oh shit. I'm sorry, I'm playing some. I was gonna say shit. I was listening to the new Mike Shinoda album. I mean, not album, but he was playing. He was on Sirius XF FM tonight. I can't even speak. Shit, what was it? Alt Nation? I forget what song it was, but it was really good. That was Mike Shinoda of. Shit.
I don't even know if the whole Lincoln band is Park. Still
Lincoln Park. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was listening to. I've been listening to a lot of Portugal the Man lately, and then I heard another song today. Shit by Young the Giant. And you like those guys, right, Kev? Weren't you listening to them for a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, a lot of good shit out there. So. We'll get our picks in next week. Do we want to do a theme? What do you think? Do you want to pick somebody else's song, what they would pick next week? Actually, we might have a guest next week. We can't
do that. Yeah, no, let's go back to, let's pick our own songs next week. I don't want to not pick my own.
That's got to be when it's only us, and we're going to have to pick the names of the other person early on so we can put some thought into it.
I got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
I got an idea. We'll do it when we bring back Disaster Piece Theater. And we will pick for our
partner.
Yes. Our supporting actor.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. But let's do some housekeeping and then we'll wrap it up.
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
Oh, are there farts going on?
Oh my god, this dog reeks like shit. Like actual shit. He might have shit his bed, I don't know.
Hold on, let's revisit farts. After housekeeping. D2B Housekeeping, ladies and gentlemen. We have a contest going on right now, specifically only for listeners and people of our Discord. But basically, you need to get into the Discord to be part of the contest. That's basically where I'm hiding the link. So if you join our Discord and you go into the announcements page, you will find that there is a link that will take you to our Gleam contest. I forget what I called it. Something about Kate.
We have not forsaken you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have not forsaken. DTP has not forsaken you. So we have a Kate action figure, some pop figures, DTP stickers, and a Kate statue from GameStop. Really nice one. Looks pretty cool. They said
and it was triumph code.
Yeah, they said it was going to come out this week, and apparently it's not coming out till the end of the month. I don't know what the fuck that's all about. Yeah, and a code for a t-shirt. So
sweet.
We got that going on. So go check us out. Go join the Discord. If you go to our website, dadtalespodcast.com, there you can find links to join the Discord, to follow the Patreon, all the shit. Just go there.
All the shit.
Yeah. You can also find a link to Gamersubs. Gamersubs.gg. You can save yourself 10% off.
True.
Man, the flavors they sent out this week were just like amazing. Amazing.
They were pretty good.
You think so?
At least the ones I got. What did you guys get?
I got one that really kind of sucked.
Really?
Yeah. It was a seafood sauce saute.
Seafood sauce saute?
Yeah, it wasn't good at all. Tasted like shit.
Too much seafood sauce, you know, or not a saute?
It's funny you say that. Because mine had me like choking and gagging. They sent me popcorn kernels.
Oh, wow. Was it just popcorn kernels, or was it actual flavor?
It was a flavor, but it was chunky.
Oh.
Ooh, it actually had kernels in it. Yeah, I was like choking on it. Like I don't know if they were trying to like sabotage us.
I liked mine. Mine was sauerkraut soda.
No. See, mine was just like interesting. I'm still not sure how I liked it. It was bran flake curry.
That was...
Keeps you regular.
Yeah, this is true. Speaking of keeping you regular.
Fire.
We went to the party last night, and thank God I took a pocket full of Lactaid, because there was a cheese plate. And literally by the end of the night, I was feeling okay. And then
rumbling a little bit.
My friend's wife was feeding me. She was feeding me pieces of cheese like a baby bird. It was quite a night. After I said goodnight to you guys and we were going to stay, things kind of went crazy from there.
got a little loose.
Yeah. And I had a lot of cheese. And oh, my gosh. It woke me
you
up.
You drove home on a cushion of air.
It woke me up this morning. It was the kind of thing where I woke up and my wife was awake and I was like, have you been in the bathroom yet? She's like, no. I was like, can you go now? She's in there. She's like taking her time brushing her teeth. And we only have one bathroom, right? So I'm like standing outside of it and I'm like bouncing up and down and I'm dancing, just doing everything. And I'm thinking like, how bad would it be if I just shit in the tub right now? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like what kind
of... That's a fucking 12, man. That's a 12.
What would it be if I just...
Don't do it.
But it wasn't so much I had to go. It was like, you know, I was had so much gas in my belly. You know what I mean? From all the lactose. Like the 4 Lactaid were like... Lactaid was like, you know what? We're out of here.
We're holding it in.
We're gone. Sorry.
Your 4 Lactaid were like, dude, you were out of Lactaid about 6 pieces of cheese ago.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah. But what about you, Stu? You had something that, fart-wise?
What did I have? What?
Fart-wise. Wasn't there something that you wanted to...
Fart-wise? Yeah, sort of. I mean, I guess. Can you play the clip? My daughter told me something tonight when I was putting her to bed, and I kind of felt bad. She called me out on something.
Okay, I got it right here.
What was I trying to do?
I can't tell you. I'm hoping you're going to do it again. Fine, I will tell you, but not in your phone. And this in your phone.
Okay, just tell me.
But not in your phone.
Not in my phone.
You keep time you keep farting in my room. And you're like stinking up my whole room.
I'm stinking up your whole room with my farts? I'm sorry. Okay. I'll try not to fart anymore.
Okay. But tomorrow's my last day. But I'm still going to sleep.
Okay. Good night, okay? No. No more farts.
Okay.
Oh, good night. Save the farts for outside. You got it.
Jeez, Stu. Going in there,
she was rough.
Stinking up her room.
She is the sweetest kid in the world. So I have to tickle her back for her to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm lying down there, and I mean, it's dark. I'm relaxed. I'm lying down. I swear to God, I think, is it my imagination, or when you guys lie down, I guess, like, whatever's going on inside just kind of settles. And everything kind of goes where it needs to go. And then these farts just come out when you're lying.
Yeah, you first lay down. It's like, you know, all right, you've cleared the runway for releasing
and
the
gas. This poor girl, like, I think she might be asleep or something. So I'll let something squeak out. And it's like it's one of those hot things. And, like, fuck, I feel terrible.
Yeah. You know when it's warm that it's going to be like, poof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to mean, you're going to mean business.
It comes out like that. You're like, oh, shit.
Oh, that's so funny. My boys just laugh.
The audio, because the audio quality was a little shit. I was trying to hide my phone. She didn't want to. That's what she was saying at the beginning. Okay, I'll tell you, but not in your phone. Like, she doesn't want to be recorded.
That's so. All right. I'll see if I could tweak it and make it make that part a little louder.
In post?
Yeah, I'll tweak so it in post
production. All right. It.
Anyway, that was funny. Was there something that you were going to say, Boost? Didn't you have some? Or were you just saying that you were gassy before?
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. I guess that's going to be it for us for this week, everybody. Go join the contest, because I think we're going to be done with it, at the end of this week.
Yes.
I think, yeah. So, you have it at the end of this week to go do it. And yeah. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. At dadtales. Or, yeah, at dadstales. We got a... shit. Never mind. We'll talk about that next week. Follow me at JCJesse on Twitter. Or don't. Whatever you want to do. We got Boost KDV. Where people find you at Boost?
You just said it. Boost KDV.
Everywhere. All right, cool.
So,
what about you, Stu?
That's Stugatso, STU_GATZO.
Oh, speaking of which, Gear Dad told me, I guess after listening to the show last week, you know, we were talking about whatever your real name is, you know, and we all know it's, you know, it's Peter, but...
I thought it was Jason.
It's Jason Peterson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Gear Dad, he had a guess that it was Paul.
Paul.
I guess you look like a... I don't think you look like a Paul.
He's right.
Who's right? Gear Dad or Justin?
Gear Dad. It's Paul.
Like a Paul?
Oh, it's Paul? I think he looks like a Paul. Love.
Sorry, love. I'm not a Paul. No, I'm not a Paul.
I thought that was my name.
Gear Dad, I appreciate the guess, but that was a fucking horrible guess, man. Can you try again, please?
Keep them coming. Hey, keep those guesses of what Stu's name
if anybody
is
wants
coming.
To, if anybody wants to write in and try and guess my real name, please.
I told him, I said, in 100 years, you will never guess what Stu's name is. In 100 years,
nope.
Never, ever. Baroque.
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Do we want to play the intro again? Or do we want to stick with our regular outro? Do we want to do it again just for fun?
We can play it again and do our
outro after it. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Here we go. bitch. Yeah,
we'd be rocking out to the keytar for that one.
Excellent to each other.
Jeez, man, that is serious. It's some serious keytar
action. You know it is.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
My balls!